Hello and welcome to Business Made Human, sponsored by Investec for your business. Today we'll be discussing growth strategies and opportunities within the South African economy for companies. I'm Rob Rose, editor of the Financial Mail and Investors Monthly, and I'll be your host for today.
In a world of numbers and high-powered deals, it's not uncommon to forget the human side of business. The side that's about relationships, support, and the comfort of knowing that someone has your back. At Investec, we do more than interact. We connect to build a relationship that's truly unique through a team of specialists who make it their business to understand yours. That's business made human. Partner with Investec for your business. Investec Bank Limited, a registered credit and authorized financial services provider.
Helping me gain insight into this fascinating topic are Lawrence Kampfer, Head of Asset Finance at Investec, and Mark Moreira, Transact for Private Capital at Investec. Guys, welcome to this podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Just, I suppose, to set the scene, Lawrence, I wanted to ask about this particular time we're in. We've come through a really rough time in the economy. How does this affect where companies are in terms of their growth strategies? I'm sure it's been a wild ride for many of them.
Yeah, thanks very much for having us. We've seen very interesting changes in business over the last 12 months, I must say. Companies, you know, were extremely concerned when COVID hit us. And as we all know, a lot of them had to close down and so on. But the ones that survived, interestingly enough, are growing better than ever. So as we all know, when you grow, you need liquidity. And that's where the bank becomes an important partner. And that's what we've seen. You know, that saying that says pandemics enhances history.
Speeds up evolution, perhaps.
Yeah, that's exactly that. So the clients that survived, the market is bigger for them and there's a lot more opportunities for them.
Mark, I wanted to ask as well, I mean, there are typical strategies that companies use to grow. You know, there's various things from mergers and acquisitions and raising capital in specific ways. Can you perhaps just give us an insight into some of those and how that's been affected by what's happened? Because I'm sure the environment for, say, mergers and acquisitions has been less predictable, and obviously that's changed things, right?
Absolutely. I think the old notion of acquiring to grow is still very much intact. So the traditional acquisitions, long-dated strategy that you put in play over a long period of time, those are certainly still happening. But what we're seeing now is the opportunistic acquisitions that are happening very sadly as a function of COVID and the environment and what lockdown has created in a lot of industries. So bigger, stronger companies that are on the front foot are able to act quickly and take advantage of that dislocation. And that's what we're starting to see more and more 2021 than we did last year.
I've seen a lot of companies, guys I've spoken to, who have decided that with so many people falling about, this is exactly the right time to reconsider your strategy and bulk up if you can, you know, take guys who've got market share that you particularly want. I mean, is that what you've seen a lot of guys coming to you and saying, now's the time where we can do this kind of thing?
Yes, that's a huge theme. So the old sit down once a year, plot out your 12-month strategy, that's a thing of the past in my view. I mean, you've got to be meeting monthly, quarterly as key decision makers in businesses and really seeing what the market's doing. And Lawrence mentioned it earlier, you've got competitors that are falling out of the market. You've got to be quick to take up the gap in the market share, growing your piece of the pie. And I think you've got to be open to what's happening regionally and internationally. You can't just be looking around your metropole. You've got to be knowing what's happening in the rest of South Africa, SADC, and internationally. And that's what we're certainly seeing is a globalized view of growth. And tech has come into that a lot, taking advantage of good skills here, good technology platforms that are being accepted and certainly valued by the rest of the global world.
And that's something that I'm sure has changed a lot over the last year. I mean, technology has become such a fundamental part of companies that didn't think about it before, right?
Huge, huge. It's accelerated so fast, and sometimes you blink and you've missed a whole industry growth phase, particularly as a bank. So we've got to stay very close to our clients, see what they're doing, try and get into their mind frames to understand new markets that 2 years ago didn't exist, and never mind even being understood. And I think that's really where Investec have been traditionally quite good, is running behind our entrepreneurial clients and supporting them no matter what they do. Very much a people-led strategy as opposed to picking an industry or a market. So you've got to find the people that are really at the grassroots of an industry and the pioneers of innovation.
That's quite a tricky thing, Lawrence. I mean, getting that right, you know, finding the right people is just the Isn't that the trick?
Yeah, I think that's an important theme, is backing the right people and understanding what the objectives are. You know, we deal a lot with entrepreneurs, the business owners, as well as professional managers. And if you find that right mix, you know, understand exactly what their goals are and what they'd like to achieve, then from a bank's point of view, it becomes a lot easier to create that kind of platform for them to grow within, and also to create kind of headroom. You know, a lot of times it's not just a loan that you want to sell, or just a kind of an answer to a question. There's a lot more to understand what the objectives are, and then to create that kind of funding solution. So it's a host of things. It's not just a loan, and it's not just a working cap facility. It's a combination of stuff.
In terms of capital and raising money, I mean, how has that changed over the past year? You're a bank. You're obviously very aware of funding structures and financing structures. I mean, how has that changed?
What we find is that the typical bank's approach to a client would normally be to tell the client what they can give them. Where our approach has always been the other way around. We try and get into the shoes of management of the owners of the business and exactly understand what is it that they are looking for and where are the risks. Because if you run out of liquidity, we've seen it now over the last year with COVID. You know, if there's no reserves in the company or you don't have access to liquidity, it becomes stressful for all your clients because you stop paying, you can't service them. Your suppliers, you know, need their cash again to pay their suppliers. So it's like just a whole chain of events. And if you have access to liquidity, it's key to survive. And now, obviously, going forward, what we've seen changing over time is that there's a lot more sophistication. You know, South Africa is not the leaders normally in debt structures. The US were well known for all their kind of creativity. So South Africa, I'd say we've become a lot more tailor-made for the smaller corporate. Most financiers always target the large corporates and so on, and the smaller corporate became like a number, or smaller businesses, where we really look after them from a relationship point of view, to develop that strong relationship by understanding their needs and their requirements, and then create like a proper funding structure, be it a term amortizing piece together with a revolver, which lots of clients enjoy. You know, it's not just something that reduces over time. It's there for the term.
That's changed massively over the last, say, decade or so. Like you say, we used to be a situation where we told guys what they could have, and it was very vanilla stuff. I mean, you could have this. Now it's far more complicated. It's far more tailor-made, and there are different elements to it. Is that just a factor of competition? Of what has caused that shift?
Well, I think it's also, you know, probably the consultants. Also, a lot of them come out of industry, so they understand how clients work. So
what
it's not
happen?
Yeah, so it's not just a financial managers or accountants that we, you know, we have actually people out of industry. So we employ people across the board. And that understanding from businesses, then you realize, you know, it's not just you fund yourself over overdraft, which people in the old days used to do. Nowadays, you know, you have proper structures backed by proper security and looking at forecasts and cash flows and mix that in terms of that growth phase that you then hopefully going to go through.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Mark, I wanted to ask about, I mean, growth for, you know, we talk about companies growing, but I mean, it's got to be, you've seen situations where companies go crazy and grow for a while and then fizzles out and it's a disaster because it's completely mismanaged. How do you make sure that the companies balance the growth and the sustainability of that particular trajectory? Isn't that a very tricky thing to get right?
Because
you're subject to the economy and all kinds of things.
Absolutely. You don't want to blow yourself up by just chasing growth for the sake of it. I think growth has to be, whilst it has to be quick in certain instances, it certainly has to be measured. You've got to understand your capacity limitations as a business, and that's both in your physical constraints, and then often underrated or overlooked is the people element. Do your staff, do your leaders know what you're trying to do from a growth perspective? Are they in tune? Are they being communicated to? Are they being incentivized appropriately? So there's a lot of prep that comes with growing sustainably. Sometimes that you've got to overinvest, which is a bit uncomfortable at the start of a growth phase. Are you moving on to a new, bigger IT system? Are you moving into a new premises? Are you hiring new people and, you know, creating the capacity?
It's a leap of faith.
It's a leap of faith, which is difficult. Sometimes you want to bootstrap your way through growth, which can get you stuck. So being prepared is where we see more successful growth happen and then the true step change, as opposed to a spike in the growth where things unravel quite quickly after that, generally because of cash flow issues that you see from time to time. You don't want to make a sale on poor credit to a debtor that doesn't pay you in 6 months. It looks great. The sales guy doing the trade, but the finance guy is picking up the pieces a few months later. You know, that's not true growth from where we see it. So our job is to try and handhold, you know, our clients and our partners through those situations, getting them prepared for growth, making sure their financial dashboard is there. It's being generated so that the business owners and decision makers have a daily scorecard. Is the growth working? Where am I tweaking? What do I need to do to really keep this going for longer than 2 or 3 months, but 2, 3, 10 years?
And that must be difficult sometimes because guys don't like being told how to run their businesses. You know, I know what I'm doing. How is managing that relationship? It must be quite a tricky thing, right?
Yeah, the quintessential South African entrepreneurs, typically quite confident and very good at what they do. And we know that. And that's our bread and butter is the space we play in. We understand the psychology of running your own business, being passionate. So we bring a bit of rationale and financial sense into it, handhold a bit where we need to. We've seen it before. So clients, partners take a lot of comfort in the fact that Investec has walked down that road for a long time. The consultants are all experienced with that. So it's not about hard and fast Excel spreadsheets. It's about the softer stuff a lot of time, which I feel we do well.
On that point, Lawrence, I was going to ask, I mean, scaling a company, getting to a position where it changes from, say, sort of a small or family business to a mid-level corporate, to that must be difficult for a lot of companies, right? How do you handle the transitions from, I suppose, market space to market space? Because that I'm sure derails a lot of companies, right?
Yeah, it is absolutely key when a company starts growing to make sure that they've got the right kind of accounting systems, processes, and management controls
in
place.
Not like CBS, in other words, right?
Exactly the opposite. And it's not only for the banks and the tax people. You know, it's for the owners themselves to be able to manage their business. We always talk about your dashboard that you're going to look at, you know, on a daily basis to see what's going on. And as businesses grow, it's unbelievable how much liquidity gets eaten into their working cap. And if you can manage that working cap cycle of yours properly, you can release a lot of cash in that cycle. So, for example, Mark touched on it as well. Make sure that, you know, when you sell, that that's a good sale, you know, that the liquidity will come back. Because, you know, it's one thing to have the turnover at the top, but if it doesn't turn into cash very quickly, you know, you are in trouble. And managing that whole cycle by pushing out a bit of your suppliers as well is a great way to assist yourself in finding working capital. Obviously, what we were talking on about earlier on, when the bank assist you, they want you to focus on your business and the bank will provide the funding. It's important to make sure that the client does not focus on the funding every day of his life, because then he's wasting his time. He must be focusing on the actual
running the business.
The business, yeah. And that's what we try and put in place, so that he's got that comfort that we worry about the funding and he worries about, you know, growing the business.
So Mark, I was going to ask, I mean, what are the, given your guys' experience, the kind of real growing pains, the kind of like problems that you see companies get into?
Touched on it earlier, it's not having the right capacity or being aware that you need to grow your greater infrastructure correctly. That's big growing pains. Liquidity is the number one issue I think most companies run into when they're growing. It's all the things Lawrence just mentioned. It's your working capital elements that can eat up cash way faster than you'd possibly imagine. It's the people. Again, you have a strategy as a business leader. You've got to make sure that everyone right down to the factory floor, finance teams are in tune with it. And sometimes there's a lot of misalignment there, and that can cause drama.
You know, when things don't go well for companies, what we find as the sea pulls back, you know, and you see who's been swimming naked, we always think about, you know, a lot of times you'll find fraud popping up in clients as things go wrong.
Is that outright fraud, or is it just guys kind of like taking shortcuts because they think they need to at the time?
No, shortcuts are, you know, that's okay still. But we find a lot of times when the world is changing and it's going backwards, you know, that you will always see, you know, people not taking shortcuts, taking absolute horrible chances. And we've seen many times when in the downward cycle, the fraud pops up, you know, with corporates and clients, and because people need jobs and people will be retrenched and they need to try and, you know, find a way. And it's horrible. But now we're through that and we now are preparing for growth again going forward. So hopefully there's less of that experience. Yeah. And I think the answer is to find the right financial partner. You know, to, because it is a long-term relationship. It's never just come in for a quick discussion and help me over, you know, in the short term. We're not really there for the short term. We're always in there for the long haul.
But there are really strong tailwinds in certain industries, which we are trying our best to stay behind. And other industries are still struggling. There are a lot of structural elements in our country, which unfortunately make even the best industries, manage
vulnerable.
Yeah, very vulnerable. It's been tricky. So we're watching you supporting your clients and your partners in the right industries to grow. You're supporting others where they just need to stay steady and manage things carefully. It definitely takes two types of strategies at the moment. It's not a one song for all people at the moment. It's difficult for some and great for others.
Not one song environment. That's great. So anyway, guys, thanks very much, Lawrence and Mark, for joining us on this.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having us.
So that's Business Made Human, sponsored by Investec for your business. I've been your host, Rob Rose, editor of the Financial Mail and Investors Monthly. And join us for our next podcast. To find them, subscribe for free episodes on Iona.fm, Spotify, Player.fm, Pocket Casts, or wherever you normally get your podcasts. But don't miss it.